Javarian, we've had on our show a couple of times from the UK, but he's been at Werribee this morning and he joins us on Sky Sports Radio. Welcome to Australia, Roger.
Hey, Andrew, how are you doing?
Very well, and I should mention this is off your UK phone, so there is a bit of bouncing out all around the world. You've been at Werribee, mate. First of all, on your Melbourne cap hope, my ambivalent, are you happy the way she looks?
I was delighted with her condition this morning. She looks very well, she moved well. It was great to get Andre Azzini, who's going to ride her on Tuesday, great to get him on board this morning. She responded kindly to that, and she looks ready to go in my eyes.
People that have been there regularly say she can put on a bit of a show at times. Does that give you any indication on how she's feeling when she becomes playful?
Well, that's very much part of her makeup. She's a performer, you know. She's plenty of personality, would be a way of putting it. But, you know, that's very much her. She's the same at home. Very much the same on race day, and you know, I suppose if she was too quiet, we'd have more of a concern than if she was too lively, you know.
Well, our instant reaction is, oh, gee, that horse shouldn't be doing that, but you're explaining it well that she does it at home too.
Yeah, it's you know, how would we say, she's a highly strung personality, you know.
Yes,
and she's very much been like it throughout her career, but she's had a great career, and if you go back to her form, she's rarely run a bad race, if ever. And, you know, she's one of those rare animals who can be highly charged, and, you know, it doesn't detract from her performance. She's a very tough mare on the racetrack, and I'm sure you'll see that on Tuesday.
And you mentioned Andrea Azzini. Tell us a little bit about this jockey, because obviously it's the first time we're seeing him in Melbourne.
Yeah, I tell you about him. I've got to be careful what I say because he sat next to me, and if I'm too kind, he'd get awfully big-headed. But no, he's really a brilliant young jockey, and you know, he's had a stellar 2 years back home in the UK. You know, his star's risen quickly, and you know, he's ridden Group One winners. I think 4 Group One winners over the last 6 weeks back home. He's been riding my horses regularly for the last 3 years. And he's a very special talent, and I'm sure you'll get to see a bit of that over the next few days.
And the barrier draw is out tomorrow night, Roger. Is there an ideal position for my ambivalent to be placed? Because, I mean, it's a long straight from the 2 mile start at Flemington.
Yeah, I just wouldn't talk too much about a barrier draw until we get it, because
it's
one of those things that's out of our hands, and you know, we get drawn where we're drawn, and once we see where we're drawn, we'll sort of worry about it then and worry about tactics then. You know, I think it's fair to say we probably don't want to be 24, we don't want to be 1, and somewhere in the middle, you know, would be kinder. But look, we see where we get given, and we cross that bridge when we get to it.
The other one that you've brought to Melbourne for the spring is Farage. You were hoping for a Cox Plate, but you're in the McKinnon tomorrow. Do you feel this is a big test for Farage tomorrow, given that you probably haven't, is it right, you probably haven't raced in a Group 1 in the UK this season?
You know, it's true, it's his first Group 1 of the year, but, you know, he's been running to a very high level back home. His 2 wins have come in handicap company, but they've been 2 of our most prestigious handicaps of the summer. He's won both races under a welterweight. He's carried top weight both times, and his latest win in the John Smith Magnet Cup at York, as I say, was a group performance in its own right. He won off top weight, and he had to overcome a barrier draw of 21 or 22 that day, which everyone said was impossible, and he really put a good field to bed, you know, in pretty easy fashion for the race it was. His latest run in a Group 3, he finished only 4th, but it was a close finish. He was only beat a length and a half. And it wasn't a shabby race. The winner went on to win a Group 2 on his next start. And I think the third horse, Chase, won a Grade 1 in Canada on his next storm. And he lined up in the Breeders' Cup Mile this weekend. So, you know, that was a very strong European form. And, you know, he's a high-level performer. And, you know, I'm confident he'll, you know, be ready to go and put in a good show tomorrow.
We're talking with Roger Varian, the UK trainer, with Farage tomorrow and my ambivalent in the Melbourne Cup. Just on Farage, the other key appears to be the liking of Firm Tracks, which you'll get at Flemington hopefully tomorrow?
Yeah, his best form's on firm ground, and you know, he'd be one we'd always be worried about if ground conditions ease. So look for him, the quicker the ground the better. He'd love that. And you know, we're very excited about his chances.
Now, I don't know whether you can do this, but is Andre, can he talk to us on the phone, or are you driving?
No, he can talk, I'm sure. Just okay. Hang on a second.
Righto. We're talking with Roger Varian, and Andre Adzini is, as you've heard, rides
Hello.
For Roger. Andrea, you're live on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks for talking to us, and welcome to Australia for the first time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mate, you've ridden both of these horses this morning in well, Farage would have been just a bit of a light workout. What sort of feel did Farage give you?
Oh, it looks really good. Obviously, he only trotted this morning, you know, we didn't really hand him. So, he looks well and he's fresh, and apparently it's been working good. So, looking forward to tomorrow.
And, mate, just talking with Roger, he's certainly capable on firm ground tomorrow.
Oh, yes, the quicker the better. You know, he loves fast ground, so, if the ground is quick, it'll be great for him.
And, mate, on the Melbourne Cup, just while we've got you, have you watched it? Have you? What do you know about the Melbourne Cup?
Well, I've watched plenty of Melbourne Cup here on television, and, obviously you need a horse that stays. I think you need a bit of a early speed to get your position. Horses probably need to settle as well, and they need to quicken. So, I think my feeling is she's got to be of early speed. As long as she settles, I think she'll run a big race, you know.
And you've enjoyed a great deal of success. We had Ryan Moore win our Cox Plate last Saturday after a heap of Group 1s overseas, and you're in that sort of form as well.
Yeah, no, it's been going great. It's been going good all year, really. I've had a great year back in England, and, you know, last sort of 6 weeks, I think I had 4 Group 1s, and so I know it's been going good.
And you ride full time for Qatar Racing?
From next year, from 1st of January. That's when the contract starts. From then I'll be full time jockey for Sheikhard.
Great opportunity for you there.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, he's only young, and he's getting bigger and bigger, and he likes travelling, so do I. So, you know, it'll be good.
You like you like packing the bag and getting around the world, do you, Andre?
I do, yeah, I do. I love travelling. I love riding different countries, and I'm off to Hong Kong actually after Melbourne, so for 3 months. So that'd be a good experience as well. But like I said, you know, Sheikh Fahd is not afraid to send his horses around the world, so it'd be a good opportunity for me to travel the world.
And sorry, where were you going for the next 3 months?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Okay, that's on a riding stint there.
Yes, I'm going to be there for the Hong Kong Jockey Club.
Okay, well, it's a fantastic opportunity for you. Mate, we thank you for taking the call along with Roger. If you can pop the phone back, I'll finish up with Roger. But good luck in Melbourne. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Andre Adzini there. Roger, thanks very much, mate. We wish you the best. It's a huge effort for all of you to come down under and take part in a carnival like Melbourne. We wish you the best with your two over the next few days. Roger Varian joining us there, and Andrea Adzini. And-